Methodist Church.
To some of us, there have been given great joys, but also great heartaches. And there was a time when some of us wondered how we would be able to stand some of the testings and the trials that God was putting us through. But I wonder how many of us have really come down to rock bottom with Jesus Christ and been able to prove that He and He alone can hold and does hold. When the Red authorities came in to take over China, some of us were in a very large university city in the West, and in that particular city, and there were quite a number of universities, but in one section of one of those universities, there were 500 students. And to each one of those students, the life in the university represented learning, a future, a hope. They were there for the same purpose as our young people go to our universities here in these lands of yours. And to each one of those students, there was handed out by the authorities a large form, much larger than this piece of paper. On it, there were rows and rows of questions. I could tell you those questions if I wanted to. I know them. But the student has to sit down and answer them all. Now they're very confusing. Some of them are embarrassing. And many of them the student does not know the answer. But he's got to find an answer. That's what he's there for. And so as you go down and down and down, perspiring and worrying, you can almost miss a little row of words right along the bottom of the form. So small, looking so unimportant, but the most important question of all. And as near as I can give it to you back from Chinese into English, this is what it says. And at this moment, right now, what position are you in? If for, put a circle. If against, put a cross. Now you're not asked, are you a Christian? They're not as clever as that. Or as stupid, maybe. No. What position means just what manner are your thoughts and your heart in. If for is for the government. And to you who have had no indoctrination, this needs just a little explaining. I suppose to you it would be quite easy. Oh, put your little dot. Why, I didn't put that government into power. And I may not agree with it, but I can't help it being there. And after all, God, who is God, must have allowed them to get that power. So I suppose I better just put my little dot and be full. Now, friend, be very careful with your thoughts. Do you really believe it's as easy as that? Do you believe in men who deny God? You're going to stand for men who say Christ never lived. You're going to stand for men who everything they touch flows with blood, cruel and horrible. Are you going to put a dot? Going to have courage enough to put your cross and go outside them and defy them? Friend, it takes an awful lot of courage. They're only students, remember. Of all those 500 students, every single one had begun their educational life in a Christian school. In the old days, there were no others. If they had ever been sick, then they had been attended to in a Christian hospital, because in the same way in the old days, there were no other kind of hospital, only those opened and kept by the missionary. But that doesn't mean to say they were all Christians. When the authorities took in the papers and counted them, there were 300 circles, or little dots. There were 200 crosses. 200 boys and girls in their late teens or early 20s had dared to defy the government. Well, we'll see. And so the authorities, they called their circleites, as we call them, together. And in a large place on the university campus, they gave them a talk. They gave to those students all the power necessary, except take life. That means they weren't to kill anyone. But they had got within the next 6 weeks to pull those Christians over onto their side. And so for the next 6 weeks, the people outside watched. Nasty little teasings, horrid little tricks, all those things that do happen when young people are filled with fear. And then the forms were handed out again. And this time when they were taken and counted, the authorities, from whom we know all this, discovered there were fewer circles, there were more crosses. And so they said, well, now how on earth did they manage that? Here we gave them all the power possible. They could do exactly what they like except kill them. But they hadn't managed to pull one over into our circle, but those on the side of the cross had managed to pull some of our people into their plan and purpose. And so they set out to find out how this had been done. And they discovered that if you had gone at, we'll say, 8 o'clock in the morning, across that very lovely university campus, you would have found groups of boys and girls, these students with their Bibles under their arms and probably a packet of books in the other hand, making their way to some place where behind a lecture hall door or down a passage or in some corridor the little group met. They read from this the word of God, and they prayed, and they poured out their hearts to the great God whom they worshipped. Another awful day was going to begin, and they would fail this God whom they loved and whom they knew loved them unless he poured out help and strength and courage to them. Well, all went well for 2 or 3 days. And then the other side found out. And they appeared behind the lecture hall doors and down the corridors. And so there was only pandemonium. There could be no Bible reading and no prayer. And so the Christian students decided to go at 7. And again, all went well for a little while, until the other side went. And so the Christian students decided to go at 6. And again, 2 days went by, and the other side went and broke up their little groups and prayer meetings, and so they went at 5. And by the end of that 6 weeks, the authorities themselves discovered that many of those boys and girls were spending 2, 2.5, 3, and at the most 4 hours a night for sleep. That at all costs they had an hour with God before the day began. So the authorities said, oh, well, that's soon settled. Well, if it's this Bible reading and this praying business, we'll soon settle that. Divide them up. Separate them. And so out into that very lovely university campus, there was sent one Christian student accompanied by 10 communist students. And for the next 3 months, all contact with the outside world from that one little Christian had got to be made through 10 others who were against him or her in every way and on every point. And to those of us who watched, we nearly broke our hearts. It was so unfair. It was so cruel. The 10, they could take it in turns to eat, to sleep, and to study. And the little Christian was only one. And we pleaded with the Lord to let them free, or to some way comfort and help. We were not allowed to speak to them or even to see them. And then there came a day when the authorities did not again hand out forms, but when some of us found ourselves lining the city streets, and a few found of those great places stood of the young men and who are never going to be a mark free, which had break our heart, execute, and our heart just out of prayer. That said, oh Lord, prayer of faith, oh, but pass through those walls, we think, their lonely hearts, hold them up, discover that in a long line they did not stand in the markets. They hold up their knees, heads for the 100-odd, the almighty girls, God. And they're there to let them down and from to shine. Neither will we. We pray thee for all the sir, who wherever those land, over on the other side, where he reigns. There was a man, a pagan idol, of their name. Tallness, the fuse, the fruit, happinessness of a girl. Eat with thee now, that we may rise of us, shout thing, the loads about if I want, the giving of lovely cook going up in Peking of you, end search our so God, big brother, test and rip our school. Oops. Wanted to go to intention. Around was a Christian school. And so in the Christian school she had found Jesus Christ and drawn in one by one the 5 big brothers, and then mother, and then father, and then the servants, even to the tradesman who'd come to the back door. A lovely, shy little thing, always away in the back somewhere, never quarrelling or arguing. One of those rather diffident, pretty little things. 17 years old. Zhang Huaiyong, stand forth. Answer in person. What position are you now in? She was away a long down, almost at the end of that line. And as we watched, we could see this rather slim little thing coming very calmly and quietly up past all of her fellow students. And we said, oh Lord, it's so unfair. She's so small and so weak. Why didn't you choose someone bigger and better and more capable? But he evidently hadn't. And before long, here she was, standing up all alone, facing thousands of people. Because to these sort of things in China, every household has to send at least one representative. And for the moment, it looked as if she was swaying. Perhaps she's going to cry. Perhaps she's going to faint or give in. It's just too much for her simple little heart. But oh no. In just 2 minutes, with a little toss of her head, she had absolutely command of the situation. And this is exactly what she said. "Sir, when I went for my 3 months indoctrination, I thought Jesus Christ was real. I thought this book was true. Sir, I returned from my 3 months indoctrination. I know Jesus Christ is real. I know this book is true." And calmly putting the Bible under her arm, down she got and walked slowly, calmly back into her place in the life. One by one by one, each in their own and separate and different way, they took their stand, and friends, they died right there. Tonight, that they died doesn't matter to you. How they died is beside the point to you. The challenge is, do you believe your God is real? Do you believe this Bible is true? Then, friend, you've got to prove it to somebody. Away with all your nonsense, all your nervous ideas, all your little plans and organizings that keep you tied down, all the conventions that you're afraid to break, all the habits that you've got into. I believe my God is real. I believe this book is true. And dear friend, I pray that to every single one of you tonight, that little girl will not have died in vain. That the testimony from a little Chinese student in the Sichuan University might ring over this earth for truth and freedom. That you might have courage to stand where God puts you for the purpose that he asks, that somebody might know that God is real. And the Word of God is true.